If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Day one of Big 12 Football Media Days in the books, and we've got you covered here at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us and for being a part of the show. So day one all wrapped up. It was an outstanding first day for the Big 12. Brett Yormark made his comments, touched on everything from expansion to Deion Sanders to the future of the league and much more. So we'll talk about that here on the show. I'm Pete Mundo. Hit that thumbs up right below the video if you're watching on YouTube. And as always, we love it when you subscribe to the podcast and drop us a 5-star rating and review. And as always, thank you to our radio affiliates for being here at Heartland College Sports. So day one in Vegas, I am not there. We do have staff members there, Matthew Postens, Joe Tillery, doing outstanding work on the ground in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. I'm back at the home base in Kansas City, covered it from afar, caught all the action. We were all kind of coordinating the content today between Vegas and then back here in the Midwest. So it was an outstanding first day. And if you have not read our coverage, if you have not gotten on the forums yet, please do get on there. Brett Yormark, expansion. There is nothing there. It's exactly what I told you earlier in the week on the show. Do not buy anyone who is selling you on Big 12 expansion chatter for clicks. That's all they're doing, farming for clicks. There was no expansion talk from Brett Yormark. Now, of course, he was asked about it. I mean, I get it, but what did he say? Exactly what I told you he was going to say. We are focused on 16, meaning the 16 teams currently in the Big 12. We're focused on getting this right, and I'm really excited about our future as a 16-team league. That's it. Nothing more needs to be said. He's not going to talk about the ACC teams. He's not going to talk about ongoing litigation. There's nothing else that Brett Yormark should say or needs to say about Big 12 expansion right now. And this is, you know, once in a while when I'm right, I got to share it with you, right? Trust me. I'm wrong plenty. You guys let me know. You call me out on that. And I'm good with that, okay? I'm just the guy with the microphone and the camera. I mean, you know, you call me out when I'm wrong. Trust me. I'm good with that. I like that. I encourage that. I get it here at home with my wife and my toddlers, and now I need it with you guys as well. I'm just a glutton for punishment, I guess. But anyway, I told you Yormark was not going to give you anything on expansion. You've got ongoing litigation with Florida State and Clemson and the ACC. There was never going to be anything on that topic that was ever going to go anywhere earlier in the week. So put that aside. Don't even consider it a topic. And people who are telling you it's a topic are folks who are just looking for attention. That's all they're doing. And they may get the short-term clicks, but the credibility is just going to be shot. And it has been for some of these folks for quite some time. That's just the reality. Your Mark went on to say about this, my wife told me the other day, when you took the job, you had 10 schools. Now you have 16. And that's in this very short period of time, in less than 24 months. So we've got to make sure that as a collective group, we're reaching our potential. That's it. Now, do I think your Mark is open to it as time goes on? Yeah, but he's not talking about it right now. It doesn't make any sense for Brett Yormark to talk about it right now. So be that as it may, done, kaput, put it in the past, nothing to see here. Meantime, what else coming out of Big 12 Media Days on day one from Brett Yormark? Yormark did something this year that he also did last year. He gives his opening comments, and he's not behind a podium. Like, normally you see the coaches or the commissioners, they're kind of like behind a podium or sitting at a table, kind of like a commissioner, or excuse me, kind of like a politician is really what it looks like. But Yormark, and I noticed he did this last year when we were down in Dallas, he's kind of just standing there at the front of the stage reading off a piece of paper. And I get what he's going for. He's going for kind of the more casual approach. I do think it looks a little clunky. I mean, it would be better if he had like a teleprompter set up and he was standing behind some Big 12 podium. Maybe some people think that's too official, but there's a reason people do it. I mean, like reading the piece of paper that, you know, he's talking from, I don't know. It feels like eighth grade student council president or something like that with the paper in his hand and the whole deal. I don't love the look. Now, I love what he said. I just don't love the look. And I think he's going for the more casual approach, but I just don't think it works. Now, what he said was great. What Brett Yormark said was outstanding. He went on to brag, as he should have, that we are the deepest conference in America. He said, every week will matter. I'm going to say this one more time. We will be the deepest conference in America, and every week will matter. We have star power and parity. We boast some of the top players and coaches in the game. November will be incredibly exciting, and we will brand it as a race to the championship. Smart move. November is going to be freaking awesome for the Big 12. That is indisputable. When you look at this league, and you look at this conference, and you look at what those final 4 weeks are going to be like leading into AT&T Stadium coming up in early December, it is going to be can't-miss college football. It's just going to be incredible. And if you're not here for it, if you don't buy into what the Big 12 is selling, I can't help you. I want to help you, but I can't help you. I mean, it is just going to be that good of a final 4 weeks in this conference. And Brett Yormark is right to brag about it. He's right to point out how incredible it's going to be for this league in November. I mean, you just look at some of the matchups coming up in November, and you can find easily a dozen games with Big 12 championship implications. Iowa State, Kansas, Saturday, November 9th. Oklahoma State, TCU. BYU, Utah. You go to the following week, you've got Utah, Colorado, West Virginia's hosting Baylor, Kansas State's hosting Arizona State. You go to the following week. The last 2 weeks are just tremendous. Look at this. Colorado at Kansas could play into the mix here. Tech at Oklahoma State, Arizona at TCU, Iowa State at Utah, UCF at West Virginia. Sneaky good game there in the second to last week of the regular season. And then you get the last week of the regular season. Oklahoma State at Colorado could have implications. Utah, UCF could be a play-in game for the Big 12 championship. That wouldn't shock me one bit. Other games on the schedule that weekend. Farmageddon, Kansas State at Iowa State. Is that a game with implications for who's playing in Arlington the following week? West Virginia, Texas Tech, same deal there. I mean, it is just a fantastic slate, and it gets better as the month of November goes on. if the Big 12 plays out the way we think it will, which is going to be complete chaos over the final 4 weeks because of the parity in this league. And Brett Yormark is right to brag about it. The deepest conference in America, America's College Football Conference, as we have called it, and now our good buddy Josh Pate over at Late Kick is also calling it. So Yormark hit all the right notes in talking about what needed to be talking about how all eyes are on this conference this week in college football, and also understanding, I think, and you could hear it in his voice, he's realistic. He knows it's going to be hard to catch the SEC and the Big Ten in revenue, but it's not stopping him from doing whatever he can so that Big 12 programs can do what it can in order to catch those two conferences on the field, which is really what matters most, because the rest of it will take care of itself. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We are recapping a great day one, Big 12 Media Days in Las Vegas. Now, for the coaches, a couple of things really stood out. When you look at what we wrote about at heartlandcollegesports.com, the biggest thing that's going viral on social media, if you haven't seen this, is Mike Gundy's comments about Ollie Gordon's DUI arrest. Ollie Gordon was in Vegas for media days, and Ollie Gordon faced the music, and he said, I didn't want to bail on my teammates and my coaches. I didn't want them to have to answer the questions for me. I didn't want to duck and run, his words, and he handled it like a pro. Then Mike Gundy, in comments that were made in not just a casual setting, but on ESPN Plus, I'm going to read you the full comment from Mike Gundy. Okay, here we go. Gundy talking about the arrest of Ollie Gordon. He says here, so I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma, it is 0.08 blood alcohol level, blood alcohol content. Ollie was at a 0.1, and it was based on body weight. Not to get into the legal side of it, Mike Gundy says, and I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. And I thought, I probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And it was just fine. I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football. Yeah, that ain't good, Mike Gundy. That ain't good. Now, I can appreciate a guy being a realist. Have I had a glass of wine at dinner with my wife and drove home? Yes, I have. Was I confident I was under the legal limit? I was. Was I also abiding by the rules of the road? Yes, I was. Did I have open bottles of alcohol in the vehicle as Ollie Gordon allegedly did? No. Half a bottle of vodka sitting in the car. Was I driving 82 in a 65, according to the police report, and swerving through traffic, which is also in the police report? No, I haven't done that. I don't do that, you know, no matter what kind of condition I'm in. So for Mike Gundy to come out and say what he said, some people are insisting that these comments are being taken out of context. I just read you the entire comment from Mike Gundy. People are highlighting the I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life, and that obviously is the line that's getting the most attention, but you can see it on our X account. Look up Heartland College Sports for yourself. You can see it. We wrote about it on the website, heartlandcollegesports.com. You'll see it in all these different places. I just read the full context of the quote start to finish, and I sit here and I say to myself, for a guy that's really bright and a tremendous football coach, what the hell is he thinking there? What is that all about if you're Mike Gundy? I'm not going to overreact to it and say like, oh, he should be, you know, there should be repercussions. It's just like, dude, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? And I hear that too. And if I'm a parent of a recruit, I'm like, well, I've got some questions now because I want to send my son somewhere where they're going to be held accountable for their actions. If they're acting like a fool, that's going to be taken care of. And when the head coach of one of the star players in the conference is like, well, you know, his BAC was a 0.1.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And the legal limit's a 0.8, so like, well, we're splitting hairs here. By the way, let's not forget, I think it's important to note, Ollie Gordon blew a 0.1 when he was tested at the jail, meaning he had several hours to sober up, theoretically, from whatever he was drinking before he took that test. So I don't know what it was when he was driving the car. I have no idea, but it wasn't lower. We know that much, right? From Mike Gundy. I mean, that, and then on top of that, there's no suspension. Mike Gundy alluded to it, and he said, well, you know, what'll really hurt Ollie Gordon is running 50 times in that home opener against San Diego State. It's like, I told you I thought he would get a one-game suspension. That's what I thought it would be. I said he's not missing the Arkansas game in week two. And some of you insisted to me that he would because Oklahoma State's loaded at running back. The dude's, you know, Big 12 player of the year, preseason All-American. Come on, he wasn't going to miss the Arkansas game. I don't want to hear about how deep the running back room is when you got a preseason All-American at the position. But the fact that he's not missing a game, and then for Gundy to make the comments that he made, it's like, man, this is feeling a little too Wild West-ish for my liking. Is he going anywhere? Is anything changing? No. It's still Mike Gundy. It's Oklahoma State. He's the godfather. But it does make you question the judgment, and it does make you wonder if we're getting to that point where Gundy's getting bigger than the program, that he even thinks it's a good idea to kind of justify what Ollie Gordon was doing. And I'm not going to say that there's ever a place for Ollie Gordon or anybody to drive above the legal limit, because you're not putting yourself at risk. You are putting anybody driving near you at risk. You want to be a moron, you're entitled to be a moron. But if you're going to be a moron and put me and my family at risk, then we got a problem. And that's what happened here. You're going 82 on I-35 south of OKC. You put dozens, if not hundreds, of people at risk by doing what you did. That's what's completely unacceptable. But, you know, if Ollie Gordon's like driving down a side street at 30 miles an hour and gets pulled over, and he's trying to weave his way a mile home down the road from being at a buddy's house or something, and I'm not justifying that either, but at least there's context there. At least you have something to latch on to. Not defending it, not supporting it, but you're going 82 on an interstate, half a bottle of vodka above the legal limit? Come on, man. Mike Gundy's smarter than that. He's better than that, I think. I mean, read the comments for yourself. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here. Hit that subscribe button right below the video. We appreciate you being a part of the show on Heartland College Sports. And as always, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts and leave us that 5-star rating and review. The offseason is when we can really build this sucker up as we go headfirst into the start of the college football season. So it's a very important time for us, and that's why every little thing you can do, all our content is free. I mean, everything we do is free. All I'm asking you is to help us out a little bit so we can start, you know, and keep beating some of these chumps who are coming after us. All right? That's what we're all about here at Heartland College Sports. But the Mike Gundy thing has gone viral and has turned into a real headache. So Gundy then puts out a statement on X, and it reads as follows. My intended point today at Big 12 Media Days was that we are all guilty of making bad decisions. It was not a reference to something specific. Read the quote for yourself. Tell me how he was referencing bad decisions in general. He literally went full-blown analysis on blood alcohol levels and Oklahoma drinking and driving laws. This was not a generality about bad decisions. It just wasn't. No way, no how. So I look around, and to me, the two most intriguing coaches on day one at Big 12 Media Days, Mike Gundy, who gave you obviously more than any of us thought we were going to get, that's for sure. And then the other thing was, and the other person was Utah. And I wanted to see what Kyle Whittingham was going to be like on day one. And I thought, all in all, he handled himself very well. First off, he alluded to the fact that he is not going to be the head coach in 2027. So we know they named their head coach in waiting. So now it's a situation to sit back and say, okay, what does this look like for Utah football? How long is Kyle Whittingham staying around? At most, it sounds like he's got 3 years, because 2027 is when Utah opens up the season against Miami, and Whittingham basically, he said he's not going to be with Utah for that game. So he's got one, two, or three seasons left in him. But he spoke very highly of the Big 12, and I respect that because I wasn't really sure how he felt about the Big 12. You know, there were comments previously made, and I get it. You know, things sometimes don't have context, get blown out of proportion. But here's a guy in Kyle Whittingham who's now in his fourth conference. He's been at Utah. The WAC, the Mountain West, the Pac-12, now the Big 12. So this is nothing new for him. This is like, you know, getting a new set of tires for Kyle Whittingham. But what's interesting to me is that Utah's a team that's getting a ton of preseason love. I think it's deserved, by the way. I do. I think it's deserved. I think this team, if Cam Rising is healthy, will be competing at the top of this league and can find itself in Arlington for a Big 12 championship game in December if everything goes just right. So I'm happy to say that. I mean, people think I'm a Utah hater. I'm not. Trust me, our forums are buzzing with Utah fans, and they're all pretty great. The more I get to know, they're pretty great. The ones on social media, you know, hit or miss. But that's true for any fan base, by the way. But he was very complimentary of the Big 12 in general. And, you know, he talked about being excited for the conference. You know, he talked about the challenges of this conference. And that's all I really wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to get out of a guy like Kyle Whittingham. And that's exactly what we got. In the meantime, you look at some of the other coaches who were there, and they're all great coaches, or they have the potential to be great coaches. But the guy who stood out, according to our staff, that they didn't really expect to stand out, was Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. Talking about the infectious energy and, you know, just being more interesting than they expected him to be. And part of that, too, is just our bias being Big 12 guys. We don't know anything about Kenny Dillingham. Young guy, taking over a program, got a lot of work to do, but they were very impressed with him. And I got to say, speaking of the coaches, Joey McGuire saw our own Matthew Postens, one of our lead writers at Heartland College Sports, saw him in his Heartland gear, and Joey McGuire saying, "I love your stuff." So I've got the audio of that from Joey McGuire. We're going to share that on our social media channels. We'll have it on Instagram. Follow us there. It'll be on our X account. Facebook, just search Heartland College Sports. You'll see it in all those places. But Joey McGuire showing us some love at Big 12 Media Day. So just so you guys know, you're watching the show, but I'm telling you right now, the most powerful people in the Big 12 are consuming this content at Heartland College Sports along with you, from coaches to administrators and others. So you're in good company, I guess, is my point. But Joey McGuire is I mean, always a great interview, always a great guy to talk to. Matt Campbell, Chris Klieman, you're going to get more coach speak, but both of those guys have every reason to believe that they can compete for a Big 12 championship this year. No doubt about it. And then you've got Scott Satterfield, who, let's just put it this way, got some work to do. He will be quickly, I would say, quickly on the hot seat if this year does not go as planned for Cincinnati. If it's another year like last year, I don't see how Scott Satterfield is not on the hot seat after what he took over from Luke Fickle. Not that the cupboard was full, but still, you're taking over from a guy who had this team in the college football playoff only a couple of years prior. So I just want to make sure we point that out as we move forward here on the show. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports as we roll through this show. All right, this is great. Chief Till writing on YouTube, even as a diehard Longhorns fan, I'm going to try to see as many Big 12 teams live as possible this season. Top-notch football. I didn't think people like this existed. Did you? No way. I did not think people like this existed. Jim asking, can we get two teams into the college football playoff? It's going to be almost impossible, Jim. And here's why. The Big 12 path to getting two teams into the college football playoff is as follows. The Big 12 would need to have an undefeated team in the Big 12 championship game against a one-loss team in the Big 12 championship game. And then the one-loss team needs to win the Big 12 championship game so they get the automatic bid. And then the undefeated team that loses its first game in the Big 12 championship game would be an at-large pick for the college football playoff by the committee. That's how the Big 12 gets two teams in. You know, I hate to say it, the SEC will probably get a three-loss team into the playoff. The Big 12 is not going to have that credibility out of the gates. If they start winning some of these non-cons, it's why I said West Virginia Penn State is, I believe, the biggest game of the year for the Big 12 Conference. If you get a Mountaineers team that's projected to finish, fair or not, middle of the pack in the league, to beat what's likely to be a top 10 or top 15 Penn State team in week one, that immensely helps the perception of this league. That's why it's the most important game in the conference this year. So I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, if you're a Big 12 fan, you got to root for every Big 12 team in non-conference play. It is more important than ever before to do that because of where this conference is headed without these perceived blue bloods in Oklahoma and Texas. But right now, the path for two teams in the Big 12 to get to the college football playoff is going to have to be something like that. Think like 2 years ago, Kansas State beats an undefeated TCU. TCU still made the college football playoff, but that's a prime example of how the Big 12 gets two teams in. That year, it would have been K-State as the automatic bid. I think they might have had two losses that year, but it doesn't matter. You're the automatic bid. You won the conference. And then TCU would have been one of the at-largest. That's how this would work for the Big 12, out of the gates at least, to get a couple of teams in. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you guys for being here. We'll have more recaps day two. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow night. So make sure you are subscribed to the channel, subscribed to the show. We'll have all the coverage for you at Heartland College Sports. Also, check us out on all the social media apps. Just search Heartland College Sports and check us out on the forums. We've got the official Big 12 media thread going on there as well. Sign up. It's all free. All we ask for you is to share the show with a couple of buddies and leave that rating and review as well if you're on the podcast. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. And go Big 12.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.